You're welcome back to Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion, reflection and social issues programme. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and remember you can email me on religionmatterskfm@gmail.com. Now I'm joined on the phone this morning by Brother Ronan Lennon. Good morning, Ronan.
Good morning, Brenda, and good morning to listeners around Kildare.
Thank you. Thanks for joining me this morning. Now, you're one of the coordinators of a new programme called Explore Away. What exactly is Explore Away?
Well, now I'm delighted to share with you, Brenda, and your listeners. Explore Away is a program which will help, designed to help sort of men and women who have an interest in exploring sort of religious life. Mm-hmm. And it takes place over a number of weekends, and they will get assistance at helping them to look at where it is that God is calling them in their life. And it will be done in a supportive environment, and there will be some input and guidance and prayer, and sort of an informal sort of number of weekends, sort of an informal sort of content. But
is this a gentler way than before of allowing people to see if religious life might be a way of life for, you know, suitable to them?
Yeah, this Explore Away programme, it's an initiative of Vocations Ireland, which is an association of men and women of religious congregations who are entrusted with sort of assisting sort of men and women who wish to explore their particular way of life. And Explore Away is a development of that, and it is religious order or congregation neutral, if we could put it that way, Brenda. Mm. And it is really... Yes, it is a gentler way, and it is not sort of focusing on any particular religious sort of congregation. Mm. But if the participants have an interest in a particular sort of group of people, men or women, we would sort of give them the information for them to pursue that.
And have you people currently taking part in the programme?
Yes, this initiative... Brenda was launched just during the summer of last year, and the program started in October, and we had a number of inquiries from all around the country, and currently we have four participants in the program, three ladies and a gentleman. We had some other people who expressed an interest in it, but due to work commitments and family commitments, were unable to participate in it. So it runs over 5 weekends, from a Friday evening to a Sunday lunchtime, and it's residential.
Okay.
And our hosts this year are the Sisters of the Divine Master in Stillorgan, and they share their home and hospitality sort of with us.
So people actually get to live in and experience religious life of a weekend. So it's more than just kind of doing some theory or theology. They actually get to live in and experience it.
Yes, it is. It is that. And then, as we were saying earlier, if the participants have a particular leaning to a particular congregation, then they can make arrangements to go and spend time with the respective sort of congregation. But yes, it is an opportunity to see what religious life is about, and there is the participation in prayer and meals together.
And I assume that you possibly had more people applying for it than actually ended up taking up the places, because I would imagine there has to be an amount of even initial screening from your perspective.
Yes, what the other person, Gabrielle Farrell, and myself, so any inquiries that we got, we sat and had a chat over a cup of tea, coffee, mm-hmm. with people who expressed an interest in the program, and we explained what it was about and its focus. And then people sort of suggest, thank you very much, we wish you well, but I don't wish to pursue it any further, or I will think about it. So we have all our information on sort of the website, and the website is www.exploreaway, mm-hmm. and all the information is on that, and there's Sort of an amount of guidance and the people here.
What happens at the end of that, at the end of this sort of taster of religious life, what do people do if they're interested in furthering it? Do you then say, well, have you given thought to the particular order, and do you then pass them over as an inquiry to the particular religious order?
No, Brenda, what we sort of provide this sort of assistance to the participants, and then they take it from there.
Okay.
Like if they ask for information about a particular congregation or they'd like to pursue it further, we'd ask them to, you know, we'd give them information and perhaps a name. But then it is up to the individuals themselves. So in a sense, when we finish, when the group finishes in May, we say our goodbyes and pray God's blessing on each other.
And you might never know what happens after that.
No. And we respect sort of that for the individuals and with the individuals as well. You know, the when they're with us, is it something that they wish to pursue personally? And while we're happy to talk about it on radio, we won't be putting photographs up on our website of the people participating, you know?
No, we're not giving out any names here either, obviously.
No.
Will you run it next year, do you think? Is this going to be an annual thing, or was this very
much a trial? I think Vocations Ireland wished to do that, but they formally haven't made the decision as yet. But it is certainly the experience in England and other countries that programmes like this, they're popular, and participants find it easier to sort of explore what the religious life is for them in an environment that's neutral, that is not linked directly with any particular sort of congregation.
Sure.
So it's really about it's about promoting vocation. It's not sort of pushing vocations, you know.
Yeah.
And the like the coming weekend now, we have a group of sort of young religious who have, you know, recently made their commitments sort of to come and spend some time over a meal with the four participants. And we also have people who have experienced in religious life from sort of missionary experience, education and healthcare, just to come and share what it is like.
That's good.
So it is that type of an environment that's sort of relaxed and friendly and, you know, respecting where people are at, and just encouraging them on their journey, encouraging them on the sort of the great gift that they are as an individual themselves. You know, that who we are as an individual is, you know, is God's gift to us.
Yeah.
It sounds our gift to God, to put it that way.
Yeah, it sounds like a great programme. Now, unfortunately, we have run out of time. I wish you the best of luck with Explore Away, and do keep in touch to let us know how things are going.
Yes, and Dan, thank you for the opportunity to speak to Brenda and your listeners. And the information is on sort of exploreaway.net, and all the information is there.
We'll put that up. So thanks very much and good morning.
And good morning. God bless for
thank
now. Bye-bye.
That was Brother Ronan Lennon talking to me about Explore Away. And if you're interested in what they're doing, then take a look at www.exploreaway.net. Now it's time for some more music, and this is Soul of My Saviour from the Palestrina Choir.